Blog Talk Radio.
There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, 1 hour of power. I'm Minister Elaine, your host. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are on the air live. I want to take the opportunity to welcome our listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be with us this evening. We also want to welcome all of our new listeners as well. We thank God that you're with us today, and we don't take it lightly that you took time out of your day to be a part of what God is doing with this ministry. So we give God all the praise and the glory for you being here with us today. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to keep a praise upon my tongue for the Lord. Amen. The message today will come from Acts chapter 1, amen, and I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we thank you for another day. We give you praise, and we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we magnify your holy name. Lord, we said thank you because we know that no matter what we go through, oh God, we got to give you praise. We got to give you thanks, and we have to trust you in it all. And through it all, we want to trust you, Lord. And we said thank you, God, that you're a God that is faithful, a God that is able to do all things. And Lord, we said thank you. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see this day, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are a God that's able to supply every need of your people. Lord, we just thank you for it right now. We ask you to supply every need of the people, every person that's up under the sound of my voice. Supply every need, whatever it may be, God. You know what it is, oh God. Let us not worry about the things that we cannot change. Let us not worry, because God said, cast our burdens upon him. Cast all our cares upon him. He said, look to the cross, because it's all nailed to the cross. We got to trust him no matter what is going on in our lives. We got to trust in the Lord in all things. And we have to give him praise. We give you praise, God, and we give you honor, God, even though we don't understand, Lord, sometimes what you're doing, God. We said thank you, and we trust you, Lord. We know that you're a God that's able to make a way out of no way, God, and we said thank you, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Father God, for the breath of life, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We give you praise, oh, holy God, for thou art worthy, God, of all of our praises, oh, God. We said thank you. Oh, God, we just thank you, God, oh, God, for our families, our friends, as well as our enemies. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. We said thank you, Lord. We said thank you, Lord, because you didn't let our enemies triumph over us. We said thank you, Lord. We said thank you, Lord, because you're able to do exceedingly abundant of anything that we could ever think or even ask. We said thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're able. You're able, God. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. And we said, thank you, Lord. We pray for those who are sick. We pray for healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for souls, oh God. We pray that you will save souls all over the nation for your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for those who have lost loved ones, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will comfort them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, and we give you praise, and we give you honor, and we magnify your holy name, oh God. We give this message back unto to you, O Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory for your word, O God, in the name of Jesus. Heal a mind right now, Lord. Deliver a soul right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Set somebody free right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34:1, I love that scripture. Amen. Just praising God. You got to have a praise. You got to praise him. No matter what you're going through, you got to give him praise. Amen. To God be the glory, because he already knows what's ahead of you, and he knows what the enemy is trying to do against him. Nothing. Catch him by surprise. We just got to trust him. We got to trust him in all things, no matter what we go through. Know that God is with you and God goes before you every day. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. The message will come from Acts today, amen, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, amen. And the word of God reads, the former treaty have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he had shown himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked for him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the time or the season, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. The title of our message today is The Power of the Holy Spirit. The Power of the Holy Spirit. If we could take a few minutes, I would like to take a few minutes and talk about Jesus' earthly ministry. For the scripture said that Jesus began both to teach, and he was teaching and he was preaching, and he was doing many signs, miracles, and wonders when he was upon the earth in the flesh doing the work of ministry. Jesus was doing the work by the power of the Holy Spirit. There was much healing. There was much deliverance. People were being set free from demonic spirits, and people were being healed in their bodies, and blind eyes were being opened. People's souls were being saved, and it was because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the Son of God, came in the flesh, and he dwelled upon us according to the word of God, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And he needed that Holy Spirit while he was doing the work of ministry. That's why he taught and he preached and he brought forth healing. There was manifesting healing in the lives of the people. The Holy Spirit is simply the power of God working and doing his will and doing his work upon the earth. And the Bible tells us that when Jesus had showed himself alive after his passion, after the resurrection, after his death, Jesus showed himself alive with infallible proof that he was on earth for 40 days and for 40 nights, talking about the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. But Jesus had made a promise until the disciples, he had promised them that the Holy Spirit will come, that they will receive power, and that power will come by them receiving the Holy Spirit, or the word says the Holy Ghost, that were in the well in them, because they needed that power to do the work of ministry for Jesus. They needed that power to do the work. He said, but I want you to wait. Jesus said, I want you to wait. I don't want you to get in a hurry. In other words, I want you to wait for the power of the Father, and that would be the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, yes, you know, John did baptize them with water. He said he baptized them, and they went under water. And he said, but the power that Jesus was saying that they were about to be baptized in would be the power of the Holy Spirit. And he told them to wait for the power, because Jesus knew that he needed that power in doing the work of his ministry. And in order for the disciples, the one he had chosen now, they were chosen to do the work of ministry. They were chosen to do that work. You got to be chosen. But he told them, I want you to wait. And I want you to wait for this power, because you're going to need this power. Well, the power of the Holy Spirit was, according to the word of God, would give them the power to witness of Jesus. It would give them the power to do greater works. Now, Jesus did many works. Probably so many works that some of it is not even in the word of God. He did so many. But this work here is put here for us in the word of God. But Jesus did many a work. And in order for them to do that greater work, they needed the indwelling or the power of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the one that does the work. But Jesus said, ye shall receive power when the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit come upon you. You will be able to do greater works. He was saying, y'all going to be able to do greater works. I know that you want me to stay here, and I'm here right now, because, you know, he was with them for 40 days and 40 nights in the flesh. But he said, you know, in other words, I got to go back to the Father. I got to get back up there, because If I don't go, the comforter can't come. The power can't come. The Holy Spirit can't come if I'm still here with you. He said in there, you got to wait for it. It's coming, and it's going to come like fire. The power of the Holy Spirit is going to come, but I got to leave you. I know you want me here, but I got to go. I got to go. I'm going to sit on the right hand of the Father. But the power that you're about to receive will give you power to witness. You won't just have like a zeal, but you will be able to stand with boldness. See, when you receive the power of the Holy Spirit gives you a power to witness about Jesus. It gives you that power to tell about Jesus. It gives you the power to do right. It gives you the power to live right. It gives you the power to live in holiness and righteousness. It gives you power to do the work, a greater work for the glory of God. The power of the Holy Spirit, if you got it. Hallelujah. The power of the Holy Spirit is what they needed. And as long as Jesus was with them, they couldn't have it because they had him right there. The Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, is the third person of the Trinity. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If Jesus needed the power, we need the power too. That's why he told them, I know y'all want me to stay here, but I got to go. Because if I don't go, you won't have the power. And you need that power to witness. See, that power that you receive from God when you become baptized with the Holy Spirit, it gives you power to witness about Jesus, not about no other little G God. It's not about you, but it's all about Jesus, because the work is all about Jesus. The power to live right and do right. You know, the Holy Spirit, when you have it, it will guide you, it will teach you, it will convict you, and you won't be doing all some of the stuff some of us are doing. And we say that we have been baptized. Can we go back to where he said John baptized in the water? You know, many people are going under the water and not saved. Do you know that many people are going under the water, and going under the water, as Elder was saying, you're going under there as a devil and you're coming out as a wet devil. You're not saved. Because if you have the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will convict you, and you cannot do anything and everything that you think you're big enough and bad enough to do. Now, you may do it, but it's consequence. But Jesus says, I'm going to give you power. And that power that I'm going to give you is for you to do work, to do greater work. We can do greater work than what Jesus did in his earthly ministry. We can do greater work by the power of the Holy Spirit. Greater work than what they did in the Old Testament, because in the Old Testament, Jesus had not come. He didn't come. He had not come. He had not been born. He had not lived. He had not died. He had not died and rose again. He had not come. So they just had, God would allow the Holy Spirit to come upon them. But it wasn't in them. It came upon them. It came upon them, and they were able to do the work of ministry or whatever God was telling them to do, whether we prophesied, whatever they were doing for God. And we need that power. We need the power. You know, in our world today, there are all kind of power. But it's not the Holy Spirit power. It's not the power from God. We got what they call black power, white power. We got men power, women power. We got money power. We got sexual power. We got all kind. We got political power. We got all kind of power. We got all kind of stuff and all kind of powers operating in the church. Ain't not a God. We got all kind of power. That's all kind of power that's operating in the church, and people are not getting healed, people are not getting delivered, and people are not getting set free because there are all kind of stuff operating in the church, all kind of foolishness, all kind of witchcraft, all kind of stuff operating in the church, and people are not getting healed and set free. Jesus told them, if you shall receive power. If we look at the word of God, and I want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the chapter and read Acts 2 so you can see what the power of the Holy Spirit did for Peter. Peter, once they had received the power of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that Peter got up with a boldness. And he spoke and said, you know what? These people ain't drunk as you think they're drunk. See, he had that power from the Holy Spirit. He had received the power, and that power allowed him to stand up with boldness. Not only that, the sermon that Peter preached brought 3,000 souls to the kingdom of God by the power of the Holy Spirit working in him. That was the power of God working through the vessel that he had chosen. Where is the power in the church today? Where's the power? People are not being healed. People are not being set free. There's no deliverance in the church house. What is going on in the church house? Where is the power? Because we know from the word of God that when Jesus did his earthly ministry, he did not have all the things that we have today to do ministry. Jesus walked from city to city and town to town, and he was healing. He was setting people free. He was casting out devils. He was laying his hand on the sick. He was speaking words in their lives that brought forth change in their lives. He was supplying the needs of the people. Where is the power in the church? I can remember, and I think I have given this testimony before. I've been in the church for many years, and I was going in and out of this church, and I had no deliverance. I had no healing. My mind was bound. I was going back to the same situation. I was going to church and leaving the church the same way I came in. That cannot be a truth. If that church is filled with the working power of the Holy Spirit, there's no way that if the leader has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that any person should come in and out of a church the same way, because the power in the Spirit will change, it will correct, it will deliver, it will set free. The same thing that Jesus was teaching, the same thing that Jesus was doing his ministry ought to be going on in the church, not building bigger churches, not building bigger ministry and more members on a roll and all this mere tradition in the church. Where's the power? Where's the power that Jesus had? That's why he told his disciples who he has chosen, that he had chosen to do the work. I want you to wait for the power, because the work that they was going to do for Jesus, what they were going to do for God, they couldn't do it in their own flesh. They had to have the power of the Holy Spirit for them to be delivered and healing in their lives. And it was many years later that God, and I had to talk to God, and I had to pray to God, and I'm like, Lord, now something wrong with this. And I'm a person that talked to God now, and I'm a person that prayed to. And I said, Lord, now I'm going in and out of this building, and I'm going the same way I came in. I don't understand it. I couldn't understand it. And I kept praying to God, and he answered my prayer. And he placed me under a ministry where the Holy Spirit is operating with much power. And he put me up on a Without Walls worldwide ministry. He put me on Apostle and Pastor Ryan. And I want you to know that the power of God is manifesting in our ministry. Power. See, the power of the Holy Spirit will work in leaders' lives if God has first chosen them and sent them. If God has called them to do the work of ministry, greater works. God going to do greater works through apostle and pastor. I believe it. I know he's going to do it. I've seen the power of God operating through the man and woman of God. I'll tell you. Because of that man and that woman of God, my life is not the same. And see, that's the work and the power of the Holy Spirit that operates in them, that dwelleth in them. The things that I was seeking, I found it after I prayed and asked God. I have seen God deliver me power through the word and the word from the Lord that I received from Apostle, the prophet, the preaching and the teaching that I received from Pastor. Because the power of the Holy Spirit is operating in the man and woman of God. So when they speak the word of God, it brings forth healing and deliverance in my life. It can bring it in yours, too, if you really want it. You know, the power of the Spirit has to be operating in the leader's life. That's why, you know, Jesus told them, I want you to wait for it, because they needed that power. They needed that power so that they could do the same work that Jesus was doing. I've seen it operate through the man and woman of God. They are true witnesses of God. That's what the Holy Spirit is. It gives you the power to be the witness. It gives you the power to do the work. Now, it's something wrong if you're under a ministry and you are not receiving healing and deliverance. And you are going in the church and coming out of the church the same way, except for your money in your pocket. You're getting that. But it's no other power. Let me tell you. Can I tell y'all? When I first got into ministry many years ago, now it's been about 6 years, July, it'll be 6 years I've been doing the work of God. And God will send me to many churches. And I'm like, Lord, why are you sending me to the church? This church is bad. Ain't no power in here. He said, these are things that you need to know and things that you need to know not what to do, not to do it. And I've been in many churches, and I've been in churches where they're opening all kind of witchcraft, too. I've been in there. God kept me covered. Now, I used to ask the Lord, I'm like, this church is dead. You know, the church was so bad. It's just like your electric power in your house. If you don't pay the bill, you know, it costs you something to have that power on. You can flip the switch all you want to. You can pull down your little drawstring all you want to. But if you don't pay the bill, you got no power. God has to give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to do the work. But guess what? The anointing gonna cause you something. It's gonna cause you something. The power of the Holy Spirit will do the work in the vessels that God has called. Now, I thank God. for my leaders because I know a true fact that God has sent them, that God has chosen them, and I have seen the power. It operates. My life is not the same. I tell you the truth, I don't even look the same. When I look in the mirror, you know, I have to say, Lord, who is that woman? The power. See, that power of the Holy Spirit will change your whole life. It'll change how you walk. It'll change how you talk. It'll change how you live your life. So you can live in sin when you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Live in sin. Because that spirit will tell you, don't do that. Don't go over there. Don't mess with Jody. That ain't your wife. That ain't your husband. Don't do it. It will convict you. It will teach you. It will guide you. It will do all of those things. That's why he knew that they needed. He knew that they needed it. He knew that they needed it so they wouldn't have a zeal. But they would have a boldness. He knew that they needed that power to do the work of ministry, to do greater work. And we need that to do the work, to be a witness for Jesus, and to do the work of service for the Lord, and to do greater work for him. It's not about us. It's all about him. That's why he said, you know, I want y'all to do greater work than I have done. That's what the word says. But it's not one to tell that Holy Spirit come when they got the power, when they got the true power, that people's lives could be healed, that people can see that they need Jesus, that they not just be on a church roll and not being saved, life not changing. And everything, yes, it is in a process and a time. When you come to Jesus. But you got to be in a place where the power of the Holy Spirit is operating through the leader so that your life can change. I'm telling you, God is real. And his power is mighty and it's strong. And it can heal you, it can deliver you, it can set you free from sin. But you got to want to come. You got to want to come to him. You got to want him. That's why Jesus, you know, Jesus told him he had to go. He had to go so that they could have the power. You can have it too. You can have that same power. If you will come and come to the Father, that your soul might be saved. Because there are many other powers in the world. It's all kind of worldly power. It's all kind of power. But it's not the power of God. It's not the power of the Holy Spirit. And we need that in our lives. You know, it ought not to be any different in ministry. It should be the same as it was in Jesus' day. Jesus was a man, but he was just as much man as he was God. So he had to have the power of the Holy Spirit in him, dwelling in him, that he could do the work. Because it's the Holy Spirit that does the work. We need that. You need to be on the ministry. I talk about my leaders all the time. I'm giving you the truth. And I'm not saying that they're the only one. So you have to pray and you have to ask God like I did. I had to pray and ask God. I got tired of that mess. I got tired of the foolishness. When you going to get tired of the foolishness? You want somebody that can lead you to Christ. You want somebody that can speak a word and bring forth healing in your life. Because see, that's how the Holy Spirit works. It will bring forth healing and deliverance in your life by the power of God working through the Holy Spirit. That you can be changed. There's something wrong. When we talk about we changed, we in the church doing everything we big and bad enough to do in the church. And we're just living a life of sin. Our life, you know, the Bible says that that the Holy Spirit gives us and shall give us a witness unto him, unto me, that means Jesus, that he was given us a witness and to be like a living testimony. See, I'm a living testimony for the Lord. I shouldn't even be here, but I'm a living testimony. My whole life has changed. Ooh. Thank the Lord for Apostle and Pastor Joseph Ryan. My God. My whole life has changed by the working power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God working in my life. I'm a living witness. I'm a living testimony. So when you look at me, you're looking at a living testimony. Because God has kept me. God has brought me from a mighty long way. And I thank God for Apostle and Apostle. I thank him because they are witnesses, true witnesses of God. Not just on the days that they do their broadcast, but every day of their life. They are witness. They are testimony. They are living testimony. They are witnesses of God. If you want to see how a man or woman ought to work in ministry, see Apostle and Pastor. Power of the Holy Spirit operating in their lives. Look at the work that they're doing and tell you whether the power of the Holy Spirit is working. It's working. Because when I look at my life, I know that it's working in there. Because they can only give me what they got. Because you know it comes from the head all the way down. So if they are, if your leader is a living witness, if your leader is a living testimony and doing the work of God and giving you the truth, it should trickle down to you. Because it started at the head. And yeah, it is a process. God has to clean us up. And it's seasons. Every season brings about a different change by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I got to give, you know, praise where praise is due. And they are awesome, man and woman of God. If you want true deliverance, and they've been chosen. Just like Peter was chosen. Peter stood up with boldness, not with a zeal. He stand up there with no watered-down messages like they do in the church now. And ain't nobody getting no healing nor no deliverance. Ain't nobody getting set free. Ain't getting nothing but the little pan passed around for some money. That ain't what the church all about. Teach them how to pay their tithes and their offering. And you won't have to go around begging. God is not pleased with that. Begging people to give you money for a scripture. Pay your tithes and your offering. Get it right. Teach them the way. You know, my leader teaches the way. When I first came now to them, I didn't know a lot of stuff about the Spirit. I didn't know nothing about the Spirit. Where am I going to get it from? I was in a bad church. I knew nothing about the Spirit of God. Nothing about the Holy Spirit. Nothing about it. Didn't know it. Didn't know nothing about ministry. I was called to ministry and didn't know nothing about ministry. I worked in the church for many years. But I really didn't know nothing about ministry. Didn't know anything about that anointing. But I am anointed to do greater works for God. The power of the Holy Spirit to have that. Because we are supposed to be witness for Jesus, not witness for the world, not a witness for the devil. We are supposed to be witness for Jesus. In all of the land, in all of the nation, our life shall acknowledge him. Because it's all about him. The word of God reveals him. The Bible reveals him. It's not about us. But it's about him. We got to be true witnesses of our Savior. If you belong to him. Your lifestyle will show it. We got to get back and back to the place of what they used to do in the, when they had the first church. The first church, They had the power of the Holy Spirit operating. They were added to the church daily. What's going on? We got more members in the church, but ain't nobody saying. People are not being delivered. People are still living in sin. You got people doing all kind of things. The power of the Holy Spirit changes people's lives. Because it teaches, it guides, it convicts us of our wrong. Yes, all of us have fell short of the glory of God. But by the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, our lives ought to witness Jesus. We ought to be living like Jesus, walking like Jesus, talking like Jesus. We need to be doing all of those things. We ought to be loving people like Jesus did. There ought to be healing and deliverance in the lives of the people that we say that we serve. If we say we serve and we work for God, there ought to be some deliverance. It ought to be some healing. People are hurting. It's hurting people in the world, all over the world. People are hurting. And when Jesus left, he sent back the Holy Spirit to those that he had chosen, that people could be healed and set free, to be delivered. Something wrong. Because if you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, people should be getting healed, not coming in and out of your church house the same way they came. Come on, we got to get it right. Jesus is soon to return. And there's so many lost souls in the world. Because there's so many false prophets and false evangelists and pastors and teachers, wolves and sheep clothing in the pulpit. Ain't got no power. Ain't got no Holy Ghost power. Got some kind of power operating in the church, but it ain't of God. Because if it was truly of God, the people would be healed and delivered and set free from whatever's coming against you. I tell you, that power of the Holy Ghost, it will clean you up. It'll change your whole life. But you got to be under the right ministry. Got to be under the right ministry. We can't follow just because they can sing. We can't follow a ministry just because it got a large following. We can't follow a ministry just because it got a big old church. And a lot of folks, and some of them live bitty church and they got no power. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. It's possible for us. Oh, God. It's responsible for the soul that are lost. Oh, God. Have mercy upon us. Oh, God. We got to get it right. We got to be true witnesses of God. Stop playing. We got to be witnesses, living testimonies for God. We are witness for everything else, but not for God. And if we have the power of the Holy Spirit, it gives you the power to be a witness. It don't give you a power to be a witness for anything else but Jesus. It gives you power to be a witness for him. It gives you power to do work and greater work. Not in yourself. It ain't about you. It's about him. Because we're the ones supposed to carry the work on. We are his church, not the building that you go to. And no, I hear you. You don't have to be in a building to come together. He said, well, two and three come together. All over the world, people are coming and listening to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and Voice of Truth. All over the world. We are coming together. We're just not in one building. We are the church. You. Not the brick and mortar. And you can get the same healing, the same deliverance, and you can get set free. If the leader of who you are following have the true witness of Jesus, if they have the Holy Spirit operating in them, then you will have the power. You can have the power to be a witness. Because we live in a fallen world where they don't want Jesus. And you better believe them devils. They are rising up all over the nation against the children of God. All over the nation. All over the nation, on jobs, all on jobs, and even in church house. All over the world, coming against the thing of God. But when we have the power, we've got to come together. The church got to come together. Anywhere in the world, no, it's not. It's not in the word of God. And you can search the word all over. You won't find it. You can go to your leader. They won't find it in there either. It's not in there. Jesus did not have a church with brick or mortar. Jesus had followers. So when you follow the ministry, whether you follow any of these ministries without walls, you are following the work of God. You're following ministry where the power of God is working. You're following men and women of God that have been chosen by God to do the work, and the power of the Holy Spirit is working within them. It dwells in them that you can receive healing and deliverance, and many of you have received it. You might not click like on none of the work, but you received it. Some of you that got pregnant and all kind of stuff, because the ministers that God used on the Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, they're manifesting the power of God through their work. We may not never know, but God knows, because he's ordained this work, and it shall do greater works. Power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, it shall give you power when it comes upon you. It shall give you power to what? It gonna give you power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be a witness unto him, Jesus. It said, both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and in Samaria, and we can say all over the world, all over the nation, should you be a witness unto Jesus. Not to yourself, but a witness unto Jesus, unto the uttermost part of the earth. We ought to be witness for Jesus till we leave this earth. And the power of the Holy Spirit will work in us. If it's in us, it's got to be in us. The power of the Holy Spirit is the power of God working in our lives. It helps us. It works through the believer's life that we can live a clean life before God, not an unclean life. Something wrong if you're living an unclean life. But we can live a clean life. We can still live saved and be made whole and live a life of righteousness and holiness. He can keep us from falling. All by the power and the wonder and working power of the Holy Spirit. And we ought to thank God for that power that keeps us. Because we can't do it in our flesh. We got to be a true witness to God. I see so many that say that, you know, I've been chosen, I've been called. Some say I stepped out, I'm doing what Jesus did. Well, if you're doing what Jesus did, why is people not healed? Why are people dying in sin? Why is people, family and homes tore apart? Why are people coming in and out of the church the same way. Why? If we are true witnesses of God, then that we do, how we live our lives, how we witness. See, your life was witness for you, for Jesus. Your life is a witness too. It speaks for you without you even open your mouth. We got to be true witnesses of God, being filled with the Holy Spirit to do the work. We got to get it right. Because we're responsible for the soul. You know, when Jesus called me, I said, oh, no. I know you ain't talking to me, because I was like, I don't want to be responsible for all those souls. And plus, I told the Lord, I said, that's a lot of sermons you got to preach every Sunday. He told me to sit down and read the word again. Here I am, preaching the word of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not me. That's why you got to know the voice or the spirit of truth when it's speaking. Because there are many, many voices that speak. And there's many, many powers that operate, but it's not of God. I know. I've been there. Them voices sound just like God, but it ain't God. Let me tell you, it ain't. Been there. I can tell you because I've been there. I've been there. I've been in dead churches. Oh, I've been in a lot of them. I just ask God why, but I see why now. So I can give you guys a testimony. You don't want to be in a church where the Spirit of God is not operating. You want to be in a place where the power of the Holy Spirit is operating so that you can hear a true word from God, not a watered-down message, where you can get healing and deliverance like I got. God, he didn't just do it for me. He can do it for you. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. I am not the same person that I used to be. And it was because of the work and the power of the Holy Spirit. Through the man and woman of God, got to have the right leader. You got to be a true witness for the Lord. And we got to do greater works for him. We got to witness for him in every area in our lives, how we live, how we walk, how we talk, how we dress. And I know many people done got away from how we dress. They say it ain't got nothing to do with it, but how you dress when you get before the people, how you dress, the way you carry yourself, your integrity, your character, ought to be a witness of Jesus. It should be a witness of him in everything that we do. We ought to have a true witness of him. And if nobody never, you know, if they, you may, let me put it like Apostle would put it, you may be the only Jesus they may see. You may be, in other words, the only witness that they may see, that make them want to say, you know what, I need to get some of that. I need to be able to do that. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the Holy Spirit. Wonder, working power in the Holy Spirit. And it's available to anybody that will come to Jesus. Those that will come to him. It's the power of God just manifesting the life of the believer. And we got to get back to that. We got to get back to the true witness. That's what the Holy Spirit is for that one purpose. That's what the Word of God says, for us to be a witness, to be a living testimony, to do greater works than what Jesus did. You know, Jesus couldn't go far because he was a man and he was on earth. And they didn't have cars and all that stuff then. So Jesus had to walk city to city and town to town to do the work. But he did the work by the power of the Holy Spirit. He needed the power of the Holy Spirit. And we do too. The power of the Holy Spirit is the power of God working in the lives of believers and working and keeping us, and all the things that we need is in that power. That Holy Spirit, that power. That power that leads us, guides us, and teaches us, and help us to spread the message of the gospel to the nations. That's why he said, tell them about the kingdom. We're spreading it to the nations. Tell the people about Jesus. To be a witness of Jesus. And the word of God says, the power of the Holy Spirit. You will receive power, Jesus said, and you shall be a witness unto me. And he talked about himself, Jesus, because it's in the red. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We just thank God for his holy word. We got to be true witnesses by the wonder working power of the Holy Spirit. We got to get it right, y'all. We got to get it right. We want to be a true witness. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. And that's the power. It has great power to change a life. How you live, how you do things, make it do right. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, amen, and you want this power, you want the Holy Spirit, you got to come to him. You got to ask him to come and be your Lord and your Savior. I'm going to open up the door invitation to Christ. If you don't know him, if you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said that prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today, I want to encourage you to follow Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. There are several ministries under Apostle and Pastor Joseph Ryle leadership. First, we have Pathetic Corner Ministry with the true prophet of God, Prophetess Martha Williams. I want to encourage you to follow her ministry on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook as well. I want to also encourage you to follow Faith Calm by Hearing Ministry with your radio host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews. I want to encourage you to follow her. She's a powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God. She's going to give you the truth of the word. She's not going to water it down. She's a praying woman. She can get a prayer up. Amen. I also want to encourage you to follow One Word from the Lord with Pastor and Apostle Ryle. I want to encourage you to follow these ministers. They are Bible-believing ministries of Churches Without Walls. They are true witnesses of God. I want to encourage you to follow their ministries, and you will truly get delivered. You will truly get saved. You will truly get set free, and you will get a word from the Lord that will help you on your Christian journey. So I want to encourage you to do that. If you have given your life to Christ today, I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. If you could just inbox me on Facebook, Elaine Jackson or Voice of Truth, or you can do it there. Amen. To God be the glory. If you could do that, then I can get you in contact with my leaders. Amen. So that we can help you on your Christian journey to do the work and to be set free and healed and delivered. That's what Jesus came for. Amen. To God be the glory. And we're running out of time here. I was going to open up the lines, but I don't see anybody. Let's see here. I don't see anybody. If you want prayer, if you can raise, you know, just go ahead and click the one. But if not, we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. I don't see anybody with their hand raised today, but we just pray to God that all your needs be met. Amen. All, as always, we keep you all in prayer. And if you want to become a partner, just hit me up on Facebook and let me know, and I'll get you in contact with Apostle. Amen. We got to get out of here. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, I say, we glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You have a blessed week. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. We'll see you next week.